This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After initially denying it, former President Trump said he would not comment on reports about his post-presidency contact with Russia's Putin.
Pressed about whether he's spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin since leaving the White House, as Bob Woodward reports in his new book. Woodward writes that Trump secretly sent Putin rare COVID testing machines as the pandemic was raging and Americans were desperate to get their hands on tests. And that the two men have spoken up to a half a dozen times since Trump left office. Something Trump denied to our John Carl just days ago.
ABC's Rachel Scott. In letters to their Israeli counterparts, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned the Jewish state will risk access to U.S. weapons funding if it does not boost the amount of humanitarian aid currently getting into Gaza. In Detroit, a police officer threatening suicide shot and wounded two responding officers before their return fire killed him. This is ABC News. ABC Sherry Preston says another pharmacy chain is closing locations.
Walgreens is going the way of Rite Aid and Duane Reade, as in closing stores to try to turn around its business. CEO Tim Wentworth telling analysts that the company has about 6,000 profitable locations, but 8,500 stores, so 1,200 of them will be shutting down over the next 3 years. Traditional drug stores like Walgreens have faced stiff competition from outlets and dollar stores and have been struggling for years to improve the reimbursement rate for the prescriptions they sell in stores. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The nonprofit Business Group on Health says its survey finds that large employers expect costs to treat patients will jump nearly 8% in 2025. Chief Exec Ellen Kelsey expects employers to get more selective about the care their employees receive. She says they'll also try to manage the use of expensive drugs like the diabetes weight loss drug Wegovy. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballots can't be processed before Election Day in Wisconsin. Voter advocates say that this could make Wisconsin vulnerable to lies and conspiracy theories about the results.
Due to that policy or lack thereof in Wisconsin, I think we will potentially see some delays in the counting of mail ballots and therefore delays in unofficial results in the state this year.
Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. A bill to legalize early ballot processing died for lack of action in the state Senate this year. Thousands of chickens in western Wisconsin have been left homeless after the company Pure Prairie Poultry abandoned its Wisconsin farms. There are still 30,000 chickens who used to belong to the company's flocks being given away by volunteers with Pips and Chicks. Local farms giving away chickens can be found on the Pips and Chicks Facebook page. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fly to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night in their final preseason game. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to make his practice sessions feel more like actual NBA games.
You can even have defenders in practice, but they're each other. And then, you know, we're blowing the whistle. And so everyone's going to play right. Then the game starts, and the guy next to you may call you a name or something. All of a sudden, you forget all that. It becomes competition, and you stop trusting. And so we got to be able to play through that, and that's where we're at.
NFL, the Packers back in the practice field, getting ready for the Texans, and they have a new place kicker. He's veteran Brandon McManus, who was with the Broncos 8 years, then the Jaguars. He'll replace rookie kicker Braden Narveson, who was released by the team yesterday after just 6 games. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Wildcats at Northwestern Saturday, kickoff at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Freeze warning in effect overnight. If you haven't brought those plants in, definitely need to do it. We'll see a hard freeze overnight with clear skies, light winds, temperatures dropping to the upper 20s. After a frosty start, sunshine and upper 50s. It's 33 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome a couple National Lampoon guys, writer Jeff Tully and actor and voice of the network Jamie Kaler. And the Marinette Rec Center's Sean Katzbeck talks blues, brews, and barbecue.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. It's chilly this morning. You can always join us. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. You can call and text directly from the Civic Media app. So go to your app store and download the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show, friend and colleague Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show follows us from noon to 2 p.m. We'll be here at 10:33. He broke some big news last week.
Yes.
He spoke to a former longtime GOP congressman from Wisconsin, Dale Schultz. He used to work for Mr. Schultz. And Dale Schultz announced that he is voting for Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
And that kind of made some ripples across the state of Wisconsin, which is good.
He's a Republican stalwart.
Yes,
he's one
he
of those pillars of the Republican Party here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk to Todd about having Dale Schultz on his program and that big announcement, among other things. Coming up at 11:06, Stephen Webb from Planned Parent Advocates of Wisconsin will be here. Obviously, women's reproductive rights still very prominent on the ballot, although some folks would probably just like that issue to go away. Mm. Can we just not talk about it? Well, everything's fine.
That's what they do. They don't talk about it.
Right.
So therefore, it's just like, is this even happening?
Yeah. They also have been scrubbing their own websites for their longstanding, some have been scrubbing their websites about their longstanding support for a complete and total abortion ban. And all of a sudden, whoosh, that's gone. But this remains an issue, and not just for women, but for men. This is a big issue.
We've been talking about this for a while now. This will affect everyone.
Yes, it will. Everyone. And then, of course, we'll wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the fashion edition.
Ooh.
Yes, I saw this story yesterday, and I definitely realized this shouldn't be a thing. So join us at 11:51 as we wrap up the show. Just a reminder as well, tomorrow is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin if you want to vote online or by mail. Tomorrow is the deadline. So make a plan, check your registration status, go to myvote.wi.gov. All the information you need is there. If you would still like to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail, tomorrow is the deadline. We have talked about this. I don't know that we've talked about this quite enough, but the constitutional amendment that is going to be on the November 5th ballot, I suggest you vote no. I will be voting no.
Mm-hmm.
They want to change one word from every citizen should be allowed to vote to only citizens should be allowed to vote. It sounds harmless, right? Sounds like that. Of course, only citizens should vote.
Yeah, we've got to protect our votes.
Right. Well, people who are here illegally already cannot vote. That's illegal.
Yep.
They can't do that.
We took care of that one. That was a good law to make.
Yeah.
That was a darn smart.
Yeah. But this could open the doorway for them to narrow the definition of who an only citizen is.
Yeah.
So I will be voting no. If you would like to find out more about it, go to the Wisconsin League, the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They have a toolkit there. They also explain why they are against this constitutional amendment. And I firmly believe that we defeated the two that were on the ballot in August because people knew what they were going to do.
Yes. We were having those conversations.
And frequently. And we haven't been having them as frequently. So here is what I'm asking you to do, my friends. Talk to folks and explain what this means.
Yeah.
Share your knowledge. Share what you know. Mm-hmm. Take it back out into your house, into your neighborhood. Talk to folks and make sure they understand what this constitutional amendment would do. It's only changing one word. If that's so important, why is it? If it's not important, rather, why change it? Because they want to open the doorway to making it harder for people they don't like to vote.
And also ask yourself this question, and we're going to keep talking about this aspect as well. If it's so important, why don't we see Republicans absolutely just fawning all over it saying, vote yes,
I
vote
know.
Yes, vote yes.
Where is Popcorn King, Robin Voss?
Where's Brian Schimming? Where's Scott Walker?
Exactly.
Where are all of the, I'd ask where Scott Fitzgerald is, but no one's seen that man.
Yeah, nobody sees him anymore. Yeah, where are all the Republican endorsements about what a wonderful thing this would be for Wisconsin voters? It's been crickets.
Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty. I mean,
nothing.
It's almost like they run the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Nothing from
haven't
them
haven't said
either.
Anything about this constitutional amendment. You'll remember they were all over supporting the last two constitutional amendments, which then failed. Mm-hmm. So I speculate that they just don't want to talk about it. They don't want to bring too much attention to it.
Maybe they know. Maybe they believe that people suspect that their opinions are garbage. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
It's a thought. Anyway, I will be voting no on the constitutional amendment. Please talk to folks in your, talk to your friends, talk to your family, talk to your neighbors. Make sure they understand what this means. Share what you know. Share your knowledge.
Yes.
That would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. All right. I had a really tough time sleeping last night.
Yeah.
And I got up about 1 o'clock because I don't like to use my phone in bed.
Yeah, I get that.
And so I went downstairs to check my computer just to kill a little time. Hope so I wouldn't get sleepy.
I don't use my phone. I use my computer.
But so anyway, I'm scrolling through Twitter and I thought I was dreaming. I literally thought I was dreaming when I saw footage from Donald Trump's rally last night in Pennsylvania.
Was it Pennsylvania or South Dakota?
No, it was in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, was
there.
Gotcha. But no, this happened in Pennsylvania, which is a very important swing state.
Yes.
Very important swing state. Kellen, let's play this clip from Donald Trump last night in Pennsylvania.
We're going to go. We're going to vote. We're going to have a good time. We're going to make our country get here. This is going to be, I want this to be a really important evening. And those two people that went down are patriots, and we love them.
Yes.
And because of them, we ended up with some good music, right? Right? So play YMCA. Go ahead. Let's go. Nice and loud.
Here we go, everybody.
So here's what happened. Apparently, inside this facility, it was very, very warm.
Yep.
And so a couple of people passed out, needed medical attention. They're fine.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. Good. We don't want anybody to get hurt. But he was supposed to continue taking questions after things went back to normal, and he didn't. The headline in the Washington Post says Trump sways and bops to music for 39 minutes in a bizarre town hall episode. They played music for almost 40 minutes with Donald Trump standing up on stage, swaying back and forth.
Yep.
Is bizarre, my friends.
It is very worrisome at this point.
I do not think the man is well.
No.
I do not think he's well. And to see all these people around him trying to make like this is normal, you should have seen Kristi Noem.
Oh, she's trying so hard to be like, It's not good.
It really isn't. And we're going to put a link in the show notes so you can take a look at some of this video of the former president of the United States swaying and bopping, according to the Washington Post. Ave Maria. They played Guns N' Roses, Memory from Cats, and apparently one of Donald Trump's favorites, It's a Man's World. This is from a reporter in The Guardian. Trump swayed slightly, looking into the middle distance as Kristi Noem clutched her hands to her side. If she was wondering what was going on, the audience didn't care. They're all smiles and cheers, waving their MAGA hats in the air. For 40 minutes.
Yeah.
People were starting to leave when these two people passed out again, because apparently it was very, very warm in there. And he saw them starting to leave, and that's when he went, I don't want to take any more questions. Let's just do music. Let's just have music.
And that's the thing, too, is that, like, this was supposed to be a town hall. This is supposed to be him answering questions. And he used that those individuals as an excuse and people leaving as an excuse and anything just to not have to answer questions because they don't want him talking.
No, I don't think, not really.
I mean.
Not to answer, well, because he doesn't answer questions.
No. No, he has an economics event and he talks about the weather and sharks and batteries and.
855-752-4842. Do a Google search.
Yeah.
For Trump swaying and bopping for almost 40 minutes during a town hall last night in Pennsylvania. And tell me that you feel confident about handing the nuclear codes over to this man.
For quite a while, GOP and Democrats and the press were having serious doubts and worries about Joe Biden's mental acuity.
Yes.
It was something that no one wanted to talk about, but we were talking about it. And finally, after the debate, we had to have a hard reckoning on it and made a big decision. Now, can they make a big decision now? No, I don't think so. We're 3 weeks away.
Right.
But GOP, Trump supporters, I would love to hear if those conversations are happening behind closed doors, because you cannot tell me that at least the higher-ups aren't having these calls every day saying, what are we going to do?
Did you see that?
Because,
did you see that?
I mean, I know that the Heritage Foundation's like, yeah, fine, go ahead and do whatever you want. And if you go, J.D. Vance is our guy, and we are even closer to getting where we want to be. But for those GOP leaders who are supporting Trump but also not insane, I just want to know.
This should be very worrisome. Calvin?
Well, yeah, I think his team is definitely concerned and worried. I saw a clip. I'm not exactly sure when it was, but he got pulled out of a podcast seemingly in the middle of a question.
I saw that.
Are you serious? Yeah. I didn't even see that.
He said that he's in the middle of this podcast with these two guys, and he's, my people are going crazy over there. My people are going crazy. Apparently, I have to go. Okay, bye. And the host is like, what? That's it? That's it?
We got to find out more about this. All right.
Stay with us. 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you'd like to find a way to relax after a long day of work, join Pete Schwabba with Nightlight across the Civic Media Radio Network. He starts at 6 p.m. from 6 to 8, all things entertainment, some very, very funny guests. He had Charo on not too long ago. So make sure you check out Nightlight with Pete Schwabba every weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're just joining us, we were talking about Donald Trump appearing at a town hall in Pennsylvania last night that was just beyond bizarre. Washington Post headline says Trump sways and bops to music for 39 minutes in bizarre town hall episode. The New York Times called it an improvisational departure.
It's called bad improv, people. We don't like it.
An improvisational departure? What? That's like an unscheduled disassembly. What does that even mean? They had two people who had a problem with the heat in the facility. They needed medical attention. Rather than go back to taking questions, he said, let's play my favorite music. And so they did.
Yeah.
For 40 minutes while he stood up there and did his very awkward dance and swayed and bopped, according to the Washington Post. Now, the people who were there, that's not going to bother them. They're not going to care.
But that's the thing.
But they won't. That's just Don. That's our guy. We love him. We love whatever he does. It doesn't matter. We love him.
You can't convince me that of all these rallies, there are a lot of rallies happening, that there isn't one or two people walking away here saying, okay, you can't convince me. That's a lot of rallies.
You think there's at least a couple that
just
are going,
just a couple who are just like,
this seems off.
This isn't good. This isn't right. I'm not saying they're going to go rushing to vote for Kamala. I'm just saying it has to have an effect on someone.
There's another piece that I found in the New York Times from reporter Sean McCreesh when Donald Trump was in, he's addressed the Detroit Economic Club, which most former presidents have done.
Yeah.
They go to Michigan to talk to the Detroit Economic Club. The people that this guy interviewed don't believe the things Donald Trump says. Mario Ficini, a 40-year-old Detroit man who owns a book publishing company, says, I think the media blows stuff out of proportion for sensationalism. asked if he believes Trump would purge the federal government and fill its ranks with his supporters. The guy sipped his tea and said, I don't. So why would Trump say he wanted to do that? It could just be for publicity, Mr. Ficini says, just riling up the news. Mary Burney, 49-year-old woman from Grosse Pointe. She doesn't believe Donald Trump would really persecute his political opponents, even though he has said repeatedly he would like General Milley to be executed live on television. But she doesn't believe that he would really do that. I don't think that's on his list of things to do. No, no, no. So what do you believe then? If you don't believe those things that come out of Donald Trump's mouth, what are the things that he says that you do believe?
Well, I think that they don't believe him as a way of justifying their support of him. Because if they actually, if a non-Donald Trump walked in the room and said, I want to execute my
political opponents
and withhold aid and throw everyone out who doesn't look like me and reinstate the Alien Act of 1798.
Which we're going to get around to.
Yeah, we'll get around to. You'd be like, that person's crazy. They're insane. I'd never vote for them a heartbeat. But because they've invested so much time and energy and some of the money into Donald Trump, they now have to work for justifications within their own belief systems and say, it's all hyperbole. He wouldn't do that. He's done.
67-year-old Tom Pierce from Michigan doesn't believe Donald Trump will round up immigrants and carry out the largest mass deportation operation in history. That's pretty much the central theme of Donald Trump's campaign,
yeah,
is deport them now.
They will hold signs that say mass deportation now.
Mr. Yeah. Pierce says he may say things and then it gets people all upset, but then he turns around and he says, no, I'm not doing that. It's a negotiation, but people don't understand that. That's the other thing that I find so troubling is Donald Trump supporters have to act as his interpreter.
Yeah.
To explain what he means, because I don't speak Donald.
No.
I don't speak that. So I.
Well, that's, but you might though, because what they are doing is the classic behavior of those who defend an abusive partner, parent, coworker. Oh, no, my dad's not racist. He comes from a different time. He's really nice. He loves everybody. Oh, no, my boyfriend's different when you're not around. He's so sweet when it's just me.
He's so good to me.
They are doing this. This is an abusive relationship. He has completely worn them down to the point where no one's right but him. I mean, at that thing in Pennsylvania, huge graphic that said Trump was right about everything.
He said that out loud. I am never wrong.
What do you do in the face of that sort of behavior other than walk away? If you can't walk away, then you have to justify why you're there. And that's why people are saying things like, well, he's not being serious. He wouldn't do that. This is like watching someone in an abusive relationship of some sort justify their partners or whatever actions. It's we have all spoken Donald at one point in our lives.
Jake from Madison texting in, listening on WXCO. If you're voting for Trump, you're voting for J.D. Vance to be president, period. This is the tech bro scheme.
Yep.
You're not wrong there, Jake. All right, we're going to do an improvisational departure to the news. And when we return, the one and only Todd Alba will be joining us. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network. Can't you see? Misery is all I've known. Being left alone. If only you could learn to miss me too. Until we still could make our feet fall through. Till then I won't believe that we are so really cool.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Alball Show. ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After initially denying it, former President Trump said he would not comment on reports about his post-presidency contact with Russia's Putin.
Pressed about whether he's spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin since leaving the White House, as Bob Woodward reports in his new book. Woodward writes that Trump secretly sent Putin rare COVID testing machines as the pandemic was raging and Americans were desperate to get their hands on tests. And that the two men have spoken up to a half a dozen times since Trump left office, something Trump denied to our John Carl just days ago.
ABC's Rachel Scott. In letters to their Israeli counterparts, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned the Jewish state will risk access to U.S. weapons funding if it does not boost the amount of humanitarian aid currently getting into Gaza. In Detroit, a police officer threatening suicide shot and wounded two responding officers before their return fire killed him. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Your neighborhood Walgreens stores might not be around much longer. Savannah Tome Olson explains.
Walgreens is set to close a big portion of its pharmacies, 1,200 of them, over the next 3 years. Both Walgreens and CVS have been struggling with higher competition and lower prescription payments. No word yet on which locations will close. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A Milwaukee Public Schools clerical error has forfeited the entire football season for its Pulaski and Bayview High School teams. Both teams are also banned from the playoffs for 2 years. This is all due to Milwaukee Public Schools not reporting conference changes to the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association. Coaches for both teams hope the WIAA can provide an alternative. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like people cannot hate the Joker sequel enough. The film has reviewed poorly with critics and audiences and a legendary screenwriter. Paul Schrader is jumping into the fray, saying he went shopping in the middle of the film. Schrader says he got so bored he went to the store and came back and watched about 10 minutes and then just left altogether. The man who wrote Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, and Affliction said, "I don't like either of those people. I don't like them as actors. I don't like them as characters. If they came to your house, you'd slip out the back door." That's right. He hates the movie so much he'd leave his house while strangers were there. Ouch. Speaking of the Joker, the studio behind Folio Do, Warner Brothers, says it expects to lose between $150 and $200 million on the movie. Variety reports that the film's domestic box office take will probably top out at about $65 million and about $210 million globally. Unfortunately, it cost $200 million to make and $100 million to market. That's more money than I make in a year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Freeze warning in effect overnight. If you haven't brought those plants in, definitely need to do it. We'll see a hard freeze overnight with clear skies, light winds, temperatures dropping to the upper 20s. After a frosty start, sunshine and upper 50s. Currently 35 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time, Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, as we welcome special guest, author, and commentator Ari Berman. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform the Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Very excited to have our friend and colleague join us for the next half hour, Todd Alba. From the Todd Alba Show, noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am absolutely fantastic, you guys. Always great to be in the fantastic Matinair on Air Show. Greg, Kelvin, Jane, beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. It's a nice fall day across Wisconsin. I don't know if you had a chance to hear what we were talking about before we went to the break. Did you see the dance party Donald Trump had last night during the town hall in Pennsylvania?
I did. It was a little surreal, a little odd. And yeah, I mean, you felt for those. Apparently, that was in a venue where it got very hot, like you said.
Right.
And one person in particular, I don't know all the details, but I think one of the people actually had like a major health event. I don't know what exactly it was, but it took a while for them to get on a stretcher and get outside. And certainly hope those people are okay.
Of course.
Yeah. And instead of Trump kind of saying, hey, we'll be back after this gets taken care of, and walking off the stage for 20 minutes and coming back, he just stands there and plays this music. You know, if my loved one was having a major health incident, I'm not sure I wanted to hear YMCA while this was going, while they're administering CPR or whatever they were doing.
Right.
So I thought that was odd. And then just to like stay there, like you say, for 39 minutes, it just seems like the guy is not all there. But I also think I've been talking to some people in politics as well. And I think what a lot of this is, Jane and Greg, is this is not about winning anymore. This is for Trump. This is not about gaining more votes or actually winning votes to win the Electoral College. It's to gin people up, to try to hold as big a rallies as possible, so in the court of public opinion and right-wing media, he can say how on election night, whether he legitimately wins or does not, at 10 or 11 o'clock, he and J.D. Vance walk out and declare victory. And say we won, we had all these rallies, how could we have possibly lost? We have to stop the vote, go to your local polling place, protest, stop the vote, protect the vote, and throw it into chaos and the courts.
That is what's going to happen, Todd.
Yeah.
No matter what the outcome is of the election 21 days from now, Donald Trump will claim victory without any evidence, without all of the votes being counted. You can bank on it. Bank on it. He is never going to accept that he lost, and hopefully we won't have another January 6th, and hopefully state AGs are ready for all the law. They're already filing lawsuits, and the election hasn't even happened yet.
Right. And I think it's important. I'll just speak for myself. You guys can speak for yourselves. But, I mean, is it possible, in my opinion, is it very possible that Donald Trump could legitimately win on November 5th? Yeah.
Oh,
I think it is.
Absolutely.
Is it also very possible and legitimate that Kamala Harris could win on November 5th? Yes, it is. But your point, Jane, regardless of what the real outcome is, Trump is going to declare victory.
Even if the outpouring of votes for Kamala Harris is enormous, even if it's an unprecedented amount of support, they will claim it was cheated, it was rigged, it was, they will not accept the results, and they've said it time and time again. J.D. Vance had 5 chances over the weekend to say whether or not they would accept the results of or whether Trump lost in 2020, and he couldn't even do that. So just brace ourselves. I think we need to brace ourselves for the fact that, yes, they're going to be screeching, we won, we won, we won.
And a good reminder, right?
Todd, you muted yourself.
Oh, sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. Good reminder for all of us to go out and vote. At the end of the day, that is what this is about. Register to vote, as our friend and colleague Luke Mathers likes to say. Be a voter. Have a plan. Vote. Because if you don't vote, it'll be tougher on, forget about everybody else. If you don't vote and the election doesn't go the way that you would like, you're the one who will have guilt and have to live with that, knowing that you did not go vote.
Every vote actually does matter, especially in a state like Wisconsin where the margins are so slim. We are a 50-50 state. Every single vote absolutely matters. And that's why I thought your guest last week, your former boss, And a longtime Wisconsin Republican, Dale Schultz, came out and announced he would be voting for Kamala Harris. Calvin, let's play that clip, please, while Todd is here.
After 50 years in politics, 32 years in the state legislature as a proud Republican, I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
That was a big step for him. That was a big step for Dale Schultz, and I really give him a lot of credit for stepping up and stepping out and saying it publicly, because granted, he's not in office anymore, but that doesn't mean he can't be the target from upset people.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I know this is something Dale's thought about. We still talk occasionally, off the air, and it's something he's thought about for a while. I think, I don't want to speak for him, but I believe that the rally in Ripon with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, along with the vice president, and really it was more so, I think, his longtime and old friend, former Republican Sheriff Steve Michik of Iowa County, which is right to the west of Dane County in southwest Wisconsin, was in one of his old Senate district, a longtime friend who introduced Liz Cheney and said, look, I voted for Trump in 16 and I regret it, largely due to January 6th, because of what happened on January 6th. If you're in law enforcement, if you support law enforcement, the rule of law, what Trump did and did not do on January 6th was disqualifying. So I think a combination of that. And he and his wife took a little trip, Dale's wife and he, and they were on the way home, and they have relatives in Florida who they called to check on during Hurricane Helene, mm-hmm. the following hurricane. And they were telling Dale and his wife on the ground reports of, look, because of these stupid lies and rumors being perpetuated by Trump, people are dying and not receiving help because of these rumors. And I think that was when Dale just said that's enough. I mean, at some point you got to stand up and be counted, and decided to make, you know, his thoughts that he's held, I think, for a while, to make them publicly. And to your point, Jane, I truly believe Wisconsin will be decided between 12 or 15,000 votes. That's how close this race will be. So, I mean, if 500, 1,000 people that used to vote for Dale decide, you know what, if Dale could do this, so could I, could make a real difference.
If you're just joining us, Todd Alba is our guest, our friend and colleague at Civic Media. You can catch Todd's show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 across the Civic Media radio network. Todd, go back to your origin story for people who may not know that you were a Republican for 30 years. What was the straw for you?
The quick version is in 2011, I was in a closed Senate Republican caucus meeting. My former boss, Dale Schultz, was there, of course. I was his chief of staff. And they were introducing legislation that was billed as a voter ID bill, quote unquote. But what it really was voter suppression. And former Senator Mary Lozick got up in this closed caucus and said, hey, we ought to think about what this really would mean if we passed this for places like Milwaukee and the college campuses, close quote. Then Senator, now Congressman my boss Dale was the only one that said, hey, maybe we ought to think about what you just said. Then State Senator, now Congressman Glenn Grothman said, well, Dale, if the Democrats were in power, they do the same thing to us. We better do what we still can. Dale walked out in protest. He told me to stay there to give him a report. And for an hour to 90 minutes, I had to listen to this. And I just said, you know what? I've never been a one-issue person, but I didn't spend 30 years of my life to be a part of something to take people's fundamental constitutional rights away to vote. And so I ended up leaving the party. I stayed with Dale until he retired in 2014. But yeah, that was it. So, I mean, I'm an independent to Dale. Dale makes the point. Maybe the big news is Dale made Heather Cox Richardson's piece today,
ooh,
as a matter of fact. And yeah, big. I think he's more excited about that. And she quotes Dale from last week in Heather Cox Richardson's piece, saying Dale said, quote, I tell people, look, I didn't leave the party. The party left me. This is a critically important race, and Donald Trump should never be allowed in the Oval Office again, unquote. Unlike me, I'm an independent. Dale says, look, I'm not going to give up my Eisenhower and Reagan Republican roots. I'm still believing those fundamentals, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let some yahoos in Trump world tell me what a Republican really is. So, I mean, the fact that he's still says he's a Republican. And also we had J.B. Van Hollen, the former Republican Attorney General for Wisconsin, came on our show last week with the former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And J.B. Van Hollen said Trump lost the election in 2020, Biden won, and joined former Lieutenant Governor Barnes in saying, our elections in Wisconsin are free, safe, and fair. Wisconsinites should vote and be confident in our voting process.
And that leads me to the current constitutional amendment that's going to be on the November 5th ballot. And we have been talking about this quite a bit on our show, Todd. They want to change one word on this constitutional amendment. They want to change from every U.S. citizen should be able to vote to only U.S. citizens should be able to vote. To me, this is a solution in search of a problem. It is already illegal for people who are not here legally to vote. This opens up the doorway for them to narrow the definition of only American citizens can vote.
Yeah, look, I'm no Maggie Dawn nor Matt Flynn, but my non-lawyer brain tells you exactly what you said. A non-citizen cannot vote in a federal or state election in the state of Wisconsin currently. That's just the fact. That's the law. Well, this is a very niche thing where I think there are less than a handful of states, most of them out east, where they have allowed a non-citizen to vote, say, in a school board election.
Right.
Because maybe you've immigrated here and you have a green card. You're a legal resident, but residents are not allowed to vote. You have to be a citizen. So in some cases where somebody is a legal resident and they have a child that's in the school district, i.e. the person with the residency card is paying taxes, the local municipality says, hey, look, you're paying taxes. How about that? No taxation without representation. Maybe you should be allowed to vote in a school board race. I'm not sure whether I am fully on board with that. It doesn't really matter. Because I think it complicates it. Then we get into situations like we are now, where you have mainly MAGA Republicans, Trumpism, taking advantage of this one little niche and trying to tell people, oh no, there are places in this country where non-citizens are voting. Not for state elections, not for federal elections. And you're right, Jane, it's going to be used to divide our state even more. It's simply unnecessary.
And the other thing that sticks out to me, Todd, is how quiet the Republicans have been about their support for this, because they're the ones who put this forward. And yet I have yet to hear Robin Voss come out and endorse, vote yes for this. I've been waiting for the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty to come forward and say what a great thing this is. The Wisconsin Republicans, they've all backed away from talking about it. It's like, shh, let's not talk about it. Let's just, then no one will really know and no one will really pay attention. I am voting no. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is encouraging to vote no. Do what you want to do, but make sure you understand. Please make sure you understand what this would do, and then take that knowledge and share it with your friends and family, because we got to get the word out. We have 21 days.
Let me make it official at 10:47 on the 14th of October, 15th of October on the Jane Mattinair Show. I, along with former First Lady Nancy Reagan, joined Jane Mattinair in saying, just say no. Just vote no.
Oh, where is Nancy Reagan? Because I have questions.
I had a seance last week. Jane couldn't sleep last night. I was having a seance. A pale, dark, transparent figure. Nancy Reagan.
Oh, my gosh. There she is.
I got questions for Nancy, and none of them.
Todd Alba is here. We're going to continue our conversation. And Todd, we have a new, completely real, and totally legitimate super PAC ad that's just been released.
We're going to play my lucky day.
We're going to play that next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A lousy scab, or will you be a man? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Don't care for good bosses, don't listen to their lies. All these poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize. Which side are you on?
Eagle 1490 AM. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Caliente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Delighted to be joined by our friend and colleague, Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. We were talking about your former boss and a longtime Republican lawmaker in Wisconsin, Dale Schultz, announcing last week that he will be voting for Kamala Harris because he does not feel that the current Republican Party has a home for him. And I think that there are a lot of folks like that, Todd. But I also think that there are a lot of folks who feel like that but don't say it out loud.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're absolutely right. And another friend of mine who I won't name on the air and I were talking last night and kind of ticking through a list of people we know are still there. And it's like, is it just transactional? Because some of these people are not intellectually stupid. They know what's going on. Right. And is it just that they want to be somebody instead of do something? Is it that they, you know, it's just weird. And it can, quite frankly, it's sad. And now it's reached a point of dangerous as well. So, yeah, I give Dale a lot of credit. I mean, I think if he were here, he would say, look, I'm just one of many voices. He's a pretty humble guy in that regard. But, I think that, again, he saw people like Steve Michek, former sheriff of Iowa County, and Liz Cheney, and several
Cheney.
Others. Dick Cheney, former state senator from your part of the state, Peggy Rosenzweig, a former Republican as well, all stepping forward. And I think the thought is, look, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread, but if all of us, to your point, Jane, if more of us can come forward and you realize, wait, hey, I'm not alone. If that person is doing it, well, then I could do it. It doesn't mean you have to give up everything that you believe in to this point. It just means that for a moment in history, we're creating a coalition to defeat Trump and Trumpism, not necessarily all the tenets of the of a principled conservative Republican Party.
That tees up nicely our new completely real and totally legitimate attack ad, Todd. That just kind of dropped in my lap last week. And of course, you know, we don't vet anything on this show. We just get it and then we play it. So
sounds like my show. But anyway, go ahead.
You know, we take our journalism seriously.
Right, yeah.
So, Kelvin, let's rack up this new ad from this completely real, totally legitimate attack it.
And now a message from a Wisconsin voter.
Yeah, hi, this is Betty from Rhinelander. I've been voting for the same party all my life. It's been okay, I guess. Now, my parents taught me to be patient. All things come to those who wait. But for too long now, it seems like some politicians in Wisconsin think their job is to make sure nothing gets done. What the heck is that all about? Take us back to the good old days. You mean back to polio and outhouses? There was nothing good about that, I can tell you. Oh yeah, they talk a good game at election time, but when it comes to helping folks with poisoned water, closing hospitals and childcare, where are they when it comes to actually fixing it? They gavel in and gavel out and go on vacation. It makes me so gosh darn mad. So November 5th, I'm voting a different way. I'm just not going to tell my husband, or my sister, or my garden club, or my Facebook friends, or say anything on the Substack I have about extreme knitting. But I might tell my granddaughters.
Paid for by the Let's Knit Crazy Super Pack.
I'm Betty, and I approve this message. Let's just keep it between us. Completely real, totally legitimate new super
well
pack.
Well done.
Let's Knit Crazy.
Well done.
Let's Knit Crazy.
Let's Knit Crazy.
Yeah, super pack. And I think that there are a lot of folks like Betty.
I feel like that's Jean Eau Claire's sister or something over there, Rhinelander.
Yep.
I think that could be it. I think it's fantastic.
Don't get Betty mad.
Right? Right? I think you're absolutely right, Jane. I heard about this from my sister, and now I hear from other women that it's a real thing, that women are taking Post-it notes, like 3M yellow Post-it notes, into the restroom and a pen or whatever, and writing a note and saying, your husband doesn't know who you vote for in the voting booth, and putting it on the stall door. And it's a thing. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that is something that all of us can do. Women talking to men in their lives. Men talking to each other. I mean, if you have a woman in your life that you care about in any way, shape, or form, this is election is consequential. So I think you're right, Jane. I think there are a lot of people that are like quietly going to vote for Harris.
No one knows how you vote. Yeah. No one knows who you vote for, who you fill the circle out for. There is a register of you voting, but not how you vote. No one gets to know that. And I did want to share this real quickly. Michaela from West Bend texted this in earlier this morning. You know, we're all getting hundreds of mailers now from different voting groups. This mailer says, your neighbors are watching you. Have you voted yet? With a woman with binoculars and Trump Vance underneath it.
Say that again.
I always knew that Mrs. Kravitz was a Trump fan.
I'm telling you, there is a woman with binoculars on this flyer. Your neighbors are watching. Have you voted yet? It does say who you vote for is secret. Whether or not you vote is public record. So just remember that, folks. When you go into the ballot, when you go cast your ballot, no one knows how you vote. You don't have to tell anybody.
Nope.
I was just going to say this,
your choice.
To what you were saying, Todd, too, is like you can talk to men and say, like, your dad won't find out who you voted for.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing, too.
Sure.
Huge thing.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Todd Alba, he has a wonderful, wonderful show. Check it out right after us from noon to 2 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you so much, Todd.
No, wait a minute. Am I required to come down and help move? Is that part of the thing? Do I have to bring a U-Haul?
What are you talking about?
You didn't get the memo yet?
What are you talking about?
We'll have to talk later.
Thanks,
news
guys.
Is coming up next. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, we'll look at how Team Trump's Project 2025 would have real Wisconsin impact, as in real harm, for education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.